you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. I have an agenda for today's edition of Mark and Friends, as I had hoped to have Marianne Offenstein in the studio to read some more from her book, but she wasn't feeling well, and yet you're going to hear from her, so figure that out. We're going to continue celebrating Ivan Parker and the great concert that he and his son Josh and the Singing Men put on by featuring another arrangement titled You Raise Me Up, a familiar favorite for many. And then let me share a few announcements before you hear a special interview with two guests that journeyed into the studio the other day, Peggy and Josie Steerwalt, and the unique work that they are doing to minister and help others express themselves in a very creative way through the Good Things Wall, the chalk wall that's just across from the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, and the unique role that these two have keeping their friend's vision alive, Gina Johnson, as she helped dream up this wall and the ground rules to make a positive influence on our community. So you'll hear that interview in just a few minutes. But let me first mention, tonight we launch a six-part series in disciple making here at the Great News Radio Center. It'll begin at 6:15 tonight, ending by 7:30. So if you're listening to the re-airing of this morning's program, you'll miss out on this first class. But there'll be five more after tonight. We're hosting them on Tuesday nights, and as mentioned, 6:15 to 7:30. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. There is a $5 cost, and we'll give you one of these Disciple Makers Journal, saying yes to following Jesus together. My Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, will facilitate our discussion. And it'll be a great time to gather. It's going to be a small group. I think we have about 15 or 20 signed up. So there's lots of room, and we'll learn together in a great environment here at the Great News Radio Center. So there's still time. Sign up and find out more at greatnewsradio.org, or you can call the station at 217-367-7777. And then this Saturday, June 17th, 1 p.m., at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, we're hosting auditions for It's a Wonderful Life, the radio version. So Kate Freeman, our director of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, has dreamed up this idea. We've purchased the rights to be able to do a broadcast of this great storyline. And so if you want to be a part of the auditions, stop by here this Saturday at 1 p.m. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. We also have scripts here at the Great News Radio Center, so you can check them out. Or just show up this Saturday at 1 p.m. and be a part of the festivities. It'll be a lot of fun. I think we have about 15 or 20 people that are interested in showing up. And we'll broadcast this radio special in December, probably a couple different times, maybe mid-December, and then certainly Christmas week during a few editions of Mark and Friends. So two things to remember. Our six-class series in disciple making begins tonight at 6:15. And then this Saturday at 1 p.m., auditions for It's a Wonderful Life, a Great News Radio broadcast special. Find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And for the It's a Wonderful Life, go to the Theater Troupe tab, click on it, and then you'll see auditions. All right, keeping the great memories alive from this past Saturday, as we had so much fun with Ivan Parker, his son Josh, and the Singing Men of GNN. I figure I'll air another selection of a popular song, You Raise Me Up. And if you missed yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, I think I featured four of his songs and one song by the Singing Men of GNN. But here's Ivan Parker, You Raise Me Up, followed by a special interview with Peggy and Josie Steerwalt.
When I'm down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and
Now, Peggy, I hear good things go round and round and round. Any thoughts on why that's on our chalkboard in front of the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square?
My friend Gina Johnson started this board. She got permission from Lincoln Square to put it up, and it is for good things. The rules of the board encourage you to share your good thoughts, and it's very colorful if you've not ever seen it. There's lots of room to write. There's smiley faces and lots of inspiration, and it's really enjoyable to see what appears on the board every time we come through.
Yeah, it's right across the hallway. I guess you would say east-west hallway or corridor here at Lincoln Square. There are playground rules, and we have chalk in here at the center, and so when various listeners or other friends come by here, I say grab a piece of chalk and put something on the board, and you'll see some of Esther's drawings. But the playground rules are post as often as you like, stay positive, be considerate, and respect others' points of view. And so sometimes I see a younger couple holding hands and they write, they love each other on
oh,
the
heavens.
Board. Or I know a friend put a scripture verse, John 3:16, or somebody else will have a special saying or all sorts of wonderful drawings. And I think you have a practice sometimes if it's a real involved or colorful drawing, it gets to stay up an additional couple weeks or something.
Yes, our job is to erase the board every couple weeks. And so we always decide, as we're looking at what's up, what do we want to leave? And there's sometimes very intricate chalk work, artistic chalk work, and we leave it just for the next time.
Now, that's the voice of Peggy Steerwalt. Now, I didn't formally introduce you, and we have our special board cleaner along with us, Josie. And, Josie, you've been helping out with the continuation of this chalkboard by every few weeks, coming with a special mixture to clean this chalkboard. Tell us about this mixture and why you have to utilize Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Yes.
We use Coke because if we use water, it will smear the chalk and it just won't get it clean. So we rinse out the sponge mop, the mop, and then we dip it in the Coca-Cola and we wash the board.
So literally, I've seen them walk in and they have these 2 liters of Coca-Cola.
Oh, my word.
And they're putting it in a bucket, and they're putting the mop into the bucket, onto the wall, and I was like, And so what was interesting the other day is Marianne and I were talking about, yeah, we need to get Peggy in the studio and tell some of the story.
Yeah.
Because as you heard last week, I was talking about the fact that the hard drive crashed, and then I lost the email, and I thought, how do I get in touch with them? So Marianne and I were talking about it, and lo and behold, I see them out there cleaning the board, and
Perfect.
I thought, hey, Marianne must have got a hold of them, which at the time...
I had called.
Circumstantial. It all worked out. They were in here, and so we said, pull them into the studio and talk about this.
Well, now, so many things have come together.
Right,
we've been like ships in the night, but it's okay. They're coming together. They came together.
Now, Peggy, your daughter Josie has been helping because she appreciates Gina. She's a good friend, but there's a story behind why this board exists, and I'm grateful that it's right across from our hallway, and people have a lot of fun putting things on it, but I think you know a little of the story behind Gina and the catalyst of why this exists.
From my understanding, it was a loss in Gina's life that prompted her to look for the good things in life and to focus on finding the positive. And that was what was the inspiration for the board and just bringing that into the world, sharing it with the community, encouraging others to find good things in their life. And I think there's a nice visual to this. When you walk by the board, you can't help but be drawn into reading it. You're inspired. You're inspired to leave something. Even if you're having a bad day, you'll find something good up there. Mm. And I think that was really a good insight on Gina's part to bring this out into the public.
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone. I took a picture right before this broadcast, and it says good things, and it's T-H-I-N-G-Z. Go around. Wherever you go, good things will follow. And there's a big, like, thumbs-up sign and a big smiley face and some other characters and colors. And the goal is that people will take chalk and draw, like, a verse or a thought or an encouraging word or a picture. And so as you stop by the Great News Radio Center, I went to Walmart a few weeks ago and bought a big tub of chalk and couple of, you see the other things in the corner.
Yeah.
So come on by and put on your special note or mention. And during the Ivan Parker concert, had a big picture of him in front of it. So come by the Great News Radio Center and list something that's good or positive or uplifting. Now, do you have a favorite in the many times you've cleaned, Josie, the wall? Have you had a favorite drawing or saying or something that you are mindful of or think about?
There's a flower out there now, and we left the flower on there for a long time, and I think that's probably my favorite. But there's more drawings than writings and verses.
So are you going to someday be an artist? Or I think you were talking about you have a love for animals.
Yeah.
Oh, not just a love. It sounds like you've got chickens, horses, cats, dogs, and hamsters. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did I get them all?
I think so.
And are you like a rescuer? Do you like to go to the Humane Society and say, Mommy, this cat needs a home, or Daddy, we need to do something with this dog? I think you were doing something recently with duck eggs, was it?
Yeah. I was at my dad's house, and the mom had abandoned her eggs, so I took them and I incubated them, but they did not survive.
It's a girl after my own heart.
Yeah.
She likes wildlife. You also said you like to play Minecraft. I think that's so cool. So, who do you do that with?
I play on servers with my friends Isabel, Luke, and my brother Nate.
Now, Peggy, how many weeks or months or years have you been coming on a regular basis to clean the board and keep Gina's vision alive?
I think we've been doing this about a year now. We try to come twice a month and clean the board. Sometimes it's very full and sometimes it's not. You just never know what you're going to find.
Yeah. I saw a group of high school kids coming through a few weeks back. Somehow they had chalk. I don't know if they found the chalk in the food court or near Fiato's or something, or they had it along, and they went to town. I think they were out there for about a half hour.
Oh, that's fun.
45 minutes writing things, and it was all wholesome and clean and upbeat. And so I'm constantly entertained as I see people stop often and then read the board. Like you said, I think Gina's initial goal that people would look at positive things and be encouraged because they'll stop and ponder or look at. And I've seen artists, literally, there was that Hulk guy some weeks back where I watched him for a few hours.
Oh, wow.
And really intricate, you know, that Hulk Hogan, not Hulk
Incredible
Hogan.
Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk. Kind of like a Hulk Hogan, but...
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of.
We'll go with it.
But very green, and it was well done, and there's been some others that have added. And so we'd encourage the Great News Radio listeners, one more reason why to come by.
Yeah.
Put a little drawing or an encouraging statement or a thought. Some have quoted great poets of old or philosophers. I've seen all sorts of nice, positive things up there.
I'm going to have to step it up.
Yeah, Marianne, we're going to have like a Marianne Thought of the Week will
please.
Be up there.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Well, Mark, I think it's such a great thing that Gina, who I don't know, but I'm deciding I'd like to meet, put out this very positive thing into the community.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if we all put out something really positive like that everywhere we went? I love that idea.
And, you know, I'm thinking now that we're doing the Lincoln Square Times, the LST, maybe that'll be one of our future stories.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I do want to thank Jim and the mall for allowing that wall to be utilized in such a way, because he could have advertisements up there or something else, and he's allowing Gina's vision to continue there to be a positive place for people to come and write some notes and not do that graffiti or adult language or whatever
I love those playground rules too. That reminds me of that book, Everything You Need to Know You Learned in Kindergarten. Take a nap. Have a snack.
Yep, share.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you, Josie, for being the board cleaner.
I know.
And
what
Peggy for assisting your daughter, getting her over here. And I know you've held the mop up a time or two. And you were teaching Esther last week on how to utilize it.
There's an art to board racing. There really is.
Oh, that's really interesting.
You have to master the art.
Using Coca-Cola, nobody would have guessed.
I think that's so neat. Matt, you've mastered that art of board cleaning, Josie. That's cool.
Invariably, we will run into someone as we're erasing the board. We have made so many connections here, just people stopping to talk to us. What are you doing? And the message gets shared even as we're cleaning the board. We are running onto people who are inspired.
Hmm.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Josie, about that board?
When we clean the board, we have to go fill up the water. So the janitors let us use their room for the water and to dump it out and fill it up. And since they have a big hose in there, it's really easy now.
Yeah, we don't have a criteria for what gets left on the board. It's just whatever strikes us. So, you know, maybe you come and do something and it'll be on there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it too. Well, thank you for being available, for coming in and being a part of our morning program. And we wish you well and appreciate your efforts and energy and time. And I always look forward to looking out there.
And thanks for mentioning those maintenance guys, Josie. They're some of our favorite people around here.
And last but not least, Josie, because I know your brother is kind of a little envious that you get to be here on the air. Do you want to say something nice about him? What's your favorite thing? What's your brother's name?
Nate.
Tell me something positive about Nate.
He is very nice when he plays Minecraft with me, because we're not really actually interacting in real life, so he can't really fight with me. But
I love it.
Yeah, we usually have a lot of fun on Minecraft, and that's kind of like brought us together more.
And I know you're a dancer, and it seemed like he was doing cartwheels and handstands out there, so he looks like maybe a gymnast type. But tell us a little about your dancing. How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing for 4 years, and I dance at Art in Motion.
And I think you had a recital this past 6 days in a row or something at the Virginia Theater?
Today and the next 2 days are the recitals, and then... The past 3 days have been the rehearsals, so...
Okay. Well, congratulations.
What's your favorite thing about dance?
I like trying out a bunch of new classes and, like, new with new teachers and new songs.
Do you like tap, or what's some of the different movements that you work on?
My favorite class is probably my musical theater class, and I also take jazz, ballet, and then a practice class, which is Turns and Leaps.
Which reminds me of our auditions for It's a Wonderful Life that
Yay.
We're going to be doing here on the radio. So who knows? You know, now that you've been on the radio
She's
and your voice
now.
Has been heard, we're doing auditions. And we need some children, people from all ages, for It's a Wonderful Life. The audition is this Saturday, the 17th, June 17th, 1 p.m. at the Great News Radio studio. So we still need some people to do some children's voices, but we're going to be putting together It's a Wonderful Life, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. I was thinking because of the dance, our theater troupe does a lot of different things. And I know when we did a Christmas show, we couldn't do one skit because we didn't have enough younger
yeah.
girls to dance and so
yeah.
forth. So we'll see. Who knows? Maybe you'll be signed up for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe in the future.
Oh, but, I hope so many people.
Thank
audition.
You so much for helping us with this wall. And I always like looking out the window
yeah.
to see what people have drawn. And
we will
now
think
we
of
know.
You. We will think of you, Josie, when we look out.
The board cleaner, accompanied by her mom. Well, thank you both for being available and being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. Well, that was a recent conversation with Peggy and Josie Steerwalt. Joining me in the studio, along with Marianne Offenstein. And so the next time you stop by the Great News Radio Center, I'm going to hand you a piece of chalk, and you can do a little drawing or leave an encouraging word or comment or statement or thought that'll build others up and encourage them to be a blessing to others. What a great idea. And we appreciate these two keeping Gina Johnson's concept alive and being an encouragement to so many. Good things go round and round, and I get to view this board every single day as I look out the Great News Radio windows and see what creations have been added each day. Now don't forget, tonight we launch into our first in a 6-part series of disciple making here at the Great News Radio Center, facilitated and led by Pastor Jason Schiffel, my Wednesday and Friday co-host. We begin at 6:15 and we'll end by 7:30, and it's 6 classes on Tuesday nights. And then also this Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center, we'll have auditions for It's a Wonderful Life. And we're taking that classic storyline and putting it into a radio broadcast that'll be heard a few different times during Mark and Friends in December, probably Christmas week and then maybe early or mid-December. Find out more online at greatnewsradio.org. And for The Wonderful Life, it's under the Theater Troupe tab. And the disciple-making class starting tonight is right there on the homepage. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.